Hare Krishna. Welcome to Bhakti Sangha Japa conference call. We are extremely fortunate to have His Grace Ram Girdhari Prabhuji here with us today. And Prabhuji will be enlightening us by walking us through Srimad Bhagavatam 4.28.38. So Hare Krishna Prabhuji, Dandavat Pranam, all glories to Srila Prabhupada. Thank you so much for giving us this opportunity, your valuable time and association this morning. Without further ado, I would like to hand over the call to you now. Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna. Dandavat to everyone. It's a pleasure to be with you all. And I hope you all had a wonderful Janmashtami and Radhashtami celebrations. So we'll offer some invocation prayers before we have our discussions. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Narayanam Namaskrityam Naram Chaiva Narottamam. Devim Saraswatim Vyasam Tato Jay Mudire. Nashta Prayeshu Abhadreshu Nityam Bhagavata Sevaya. Bhagavati Uttamashloke Bhaktir Bhavati Naishtiki. We are reading from Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 4, Chapter 28, text number 38, as well as 39. So I will read both the shloka, translation and purports before we, have our discussions. So verse number 38. Tapasa vidyaya pakvam kashayo niyamai vyamaihi. Yuje Brahmanyatmanam Vijitaksha Nivasayaha. Translation and purport by His Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai. Translation. By worshipping, executing austerities and following the regulative principles, King Malayadvaja conquered his senses, his life and his consciousness. Thus, he fixed everything on the central point of Supreme Brahman, Krishna. Purport. Whenever the word Brahman appears, the impersonalists take this to mean the impersonal effulgence, the Brahma Jyoti. Actually, however, Parabrahman, the Supreme Brahman, is Krishna, Vasudeva. As stated in Bhagavad Gita 7.19, Vasudeva Sarvamiti, Vasudeva extends everywhere as the impersonal Brahman. One cannot fix one's mind upon an impersonal something. Bhagavad Gita 12.5 therefore says, Klesho dikataras tesham avyakta shakta chetasam. For those whose minds are attached to the unmanifested impersonal feature of the Supreme, advancement is very troublesome. Consequently, when it is said herein that King Malayadvaja fixed his mind on Brahman, Brahman means the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Vasudeva. So, text 39. Ashate sthanur yivai katra divyam varshas satam stirah Vasudeve bhagavati nanyat vedo dvaham ratim. Translation. In this way, he stayed immovable in one place for 100 years by the calculation of the demigods. After this time, he developed pure devotional attraction for Krishna, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, and remained fixed in that position. Purport. Bahunam janmanamante jnanavan mam prapatyate vasudeva sarvamiti samahatma sudurlabha. After many births and deaths, he who is actually in knowledge surrenders unto me, knowing me to be the cause of all causes and all that is. Such a great soul is very rare. Bhagavad Gita 7.19 says this. Vasudeva, the Supreme Personality of God Krishna, is everything, and one who knows this is the greatest of all transcendentalists. It is stated in Bhagavad Gita that one realizes this after many, many births. This is also confirmed in this verse with the word Divyam Varshas Satam, 100 years according to the calculation of the demigods. According to the calculations of the demigods, one day, 12 hours, is equal to 6 months on the earth. 100 years of the demigods would equal 36,000 earth years. Thus, King Malayadwaja executed austerities and penances for 36,000 years. After this time, he became fixed in devotional service of the Lord. To live on the earth for so many years, one has to take birth many times. This confirms the conclusion of Krishna. To come to the conclusion of Krishna consciousness and remain fixed in the realization that Krishna is everything, as well as render service unto Krishna, are characteristics of the perfectional state. As said in Chaitanya Charitamrita Madhya Leela 22.62, Krishne Bhakti Kaile Sarva Karma Krita Haya. When one comes to the conclusion that Krishna is everything, by worshipping or by rendering devotional service unto Krishna, one actually becomes perfect in all respects. Not only must one come to the conclusion that Krishna is everything, but he must remain fixed in this realization. This is the highest perfection of life, and it is this perfection that King Malayadwaja attained at the end. Om Ajnana Timirandasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshurun Militam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Namaom Vishnu Padaya Krishna Preshtaya Bhutale Srimate Bhakti Vedanta Swamin Iti Namine Namaste Saraswati Deve Gauravani Pracharine Nirvisesha Sunyavadi Paschatya Deshatarine Jai Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar Shri Vasadi Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna. So, welcome you all for this morning session on Srimad Bhagavatam. It's very auspicious to begin the day with chanting and hearing of Srimad Bhagavatam. And Srimad Bhagavatam being an Amala Puran, a clean and a purifying literature, helps us in purifying our consciousness. So the context that we are in is Narada Muni is narrating the story of King Puranjana to Prachini Parihishat. So Narada Muni is giving the entire series of discussions using an allegory with the story of King Puranjana. And you all must have heard the story being developed and how the objects and personalities who are part of the story that Narada Muni was telling, they were actually representing something or the other in our lives. So King Malayadwaja is, you know, the next generation after King Puranjana, who kind of, you know, went through so much of sense gratificatory lifestyle, did not realize what mistake he has made. Even at the last moment of his life, he couldn't remember about the Supreme Lord, the Gandharvas and Yavanas. They came and attacked the city of King Puranjana. The serpent who was governing that city was also dragged into the fire that was set to the entire city. So King Puranjana, in front of his own eyes, witnessed that all his accumulated wealth, all his relatives, the power, the position, the beauty, the enjoyment, everything were crushing to pieces. And somehow, in that state, he died and he got opportunity to take birth as a woman in his next life. And this particular chapter, from the beginning till this now, the entire chronology of events, who got how many sons, who got daughters, so all those stories. So the king of Vidarbha got this Vaidharbi, who eventually got married to Malayadwaja, and Malayadwaja is deciding to settle in a place called Kulachala, where he wants to perform austerities. So the current context is where Malayadwaja is leaving all the comforts from the city life, along with his wife, black-eyed, beautiful wife. Both of them are going to another place, secluded place, away from the city congestions and commotions, and finally settling in and performing this austerity. So these two shlokas where it talks about the austerities performed by King Malayadwaja and the result that he achieved. So we are going to churn these two purports and try to see what lessons we have to learn. As always, Srimad Bhagavatam is like a big ocean, Sagara. The more you try to churn and more you try to dig deep into it, we have so much of nectar, so much of wonderful instructions available there. So within our limited time, we will try to have some discussions as much as possible to cover the current context. First of all, Narada Muni's concern towards Prachini Barishad, and Narada Muni has gone one step forward in trying to educate King Prachini Barishad, because he felt little weird as well as little unusual, because the sons have become very nice devotees but the father did not. Interestingly, but when Narada Muni confronted Prachini Barishad, Prachini Barishad confessed, "Sir, I agree that my mind, my consciousness, my thought process are always centered around sense gratification, and I am not able to take that consciousness out of that, you know, state. So if you can please kindly enlighten me, it will be very helpful and I can try to, you know, follow your directions." So Narada Muni was also eager to help, and Prachini Barishad somehow, by Agyata Sukriti and by also the presence of Narada Muni or some, you know, divine intervention, he could take advantage of Narada Muni's support, Narada Muni's help, and he plunged into the science of Krishna consciousness, and he very patiently and very submissively hearing the entire narration of the city of Nine Gates. In our own lives, also we have got a similar arrangement. We have got Vaishnavas coming and knocking on our doors, even though we might be in our slumbers, even though we might be, you know, struggling and doing some sorts of sense gratificatory things. Somewhere or other, we have been constantly being bombarded, reached out by different Vaishnavas who come and request us to take part in this Krishna consciousness program. So the similar arrangement that Prachini Barishad is having, we are also having, where instead of Narada Muni, the Acharyas coming in the lineage, in the parampara of Brahma Madhva Gaudi Sampradaya, are currently coming till the living Vaishnava, helping us, coming and reaching out to us and requesting us, "Wake up, sleeping souls, wake up, sleeping souls, jeev jago, gaura chanda bole." So like that, they are coming and, you know, reaching out to us and trying to enlighten the spiritual knowledge to all of us. On our own, the impetus, on our own, the interest for us for us to actively participate in Krishna consciousness is very limited, and not many people are in that category. But when we come and try to shake up and wake up, and when we see a few other devotees, friends, fellow members, family members participating, we develop some sort of an interest in participating in Krishna consciousness. So we are very highly indebted to all those devotees who are, you know, coming forward in helping, in coming forward in supporting us in our practice of Krishna consciousness. So the current context, we have some sets of reflections through which we will learn some lessons for us in the current context of Srimad Bhagavatam. So here we see a very interesting point made by Srila Prabhupada, as well as interesting point made by Narada Muni. King Malayadvaja performed meditation for 36,000 years. 36,000 earthly years. So, and it is explained that after he has performed that austerity, he got some devotional attraction. In our Krishna consciousness journey, we need to always remember that beginning of Krishna consciousness and participation of Krishna consciousness is glorious. But more glorious is being consistent in our practice of Krishna consciousness. So our first reflection today is going to be about consistency in Krishna consciousness. If we are not consistent in Krishna consciousness, if we are not consistently progressing in Krishna consciousness, then our devotional life will be definitely wobbly. This is not the one instance where we see that a person has to perform consistently the devotional activity to get the devotional result. Even in the case of Narada Muni, when Narada Muni got the blessings of the Paramahamsas, when Narada Muni got the remnants, when Narada Muni could serve, he got to see Paramatma. He got to personally interact with Paramatma, hear the Lord. But then the Lord vanished, and only the sound vibration he could hear, where the Lord said that for this life, this much only I can offer you. You please show your consistent devotion for the rest of your life, so that in your next life, you will be bestowed with a very special benediction. So it is not just Krishna consciousness that we just begin. It is not that in Krishna consciousness we achieve the position. It is about being consistent in Krishna consciousness. Whenever we talk about consistency in Krishna consciousness, we need to talk about three important variables. Because consistency has got some sort of similarity, if it is not properly defined, to stagnancy. Many times, we may be stagnant in our Krishna consciousness, and we will be thinking that we are consistent in our Krishna consciousness. Prabhuji, I am chanting 4 rounds for the past 15 years. That is not called consistency. That is called stagnancy. Fine, you are Krishna conscious, you are in touch with Krishna, you are definitely positive than others who are not practicing Krishna consciousness. But Srila Prabhupada explains in Nectar of Devotion, Anukulyena Krishna Anusilanam Bhakti Ruttama. He says, consciousness alone cannot help someone practice in Krishna consciousness. We need to cultivate Krishna consciousness. And Srila Prabhupada explains cultivation means Anukulyena Krishnanusilanam, which means, he says, adding one goal favorable to our progress in Krishna consciousness, and removing one obstacle that is stopping us from Krishna consciousness. This should be our consistent agenda, and year on year, we should be keep on adding goals to our Krishna consciousness journey and keep on working towards the removal of obstacles from our Krishna consciousness journey. So this consistency talks about three variables. Number one, enthusiasm. Number two, eagerness. Number three, non-stagnancy. So only when these three things put together and activities are happening on a regular basis, Nityam Bhagavata Sevaya Bhagavati Ruttama Shloke Bhaktir Bhavati Naishtiki. Only when these activities are happening on a consistent basis, then we will be able to see the result. Yes, Divine Grace Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur, before he set himself out to preach, Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur took a sankalpa for doing 1 lakh times chanting the holy name of the Lord every day for 10 long years. If you go to Sridham Mayapur, the Chaitanya Gaudiya Mutt, where Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Maharaj's headquarters had been there or still there, you will see a bhajan kutir where Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Maharaj has performed this tapasya. He has decided that actually I would not go out and preach because the whole world is full of Kali's effect. Whole world is people are completely intoxicated with sense gratificatory propensity. So Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Maharaj would hide himself out and would not want to just go out and preach. But somehow so many kind Vaishnavas went and requested him that it is a need of the hour. You are a Singha Guru. You need to go out and win more and more souls and attack all these jackals, all these Mayavadis, all these Sunyavadis, all these atheists, all these bogus people. And unless you come and give your blessings to them, there is no hope for the generations to come. So many, many people pleaded to Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Maharaj. And Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Maharaj, then he took a sankalpa. He took 10-year vrata of staying himself to perform consistently his sadhana, prepared himself and went out and roared like a lion and won more and more souls to the lotus feet of the Supreme Lord. So in our journey to Krishna consciousness, personally, we need to monitor how much our Krishna consciousness is consistent, how much our Krishna consciousness is gradually progressing. So consistency is not about the straight line here. Consistency is about a 45 degree line here. Straight line means I am stagnant. I am in the same state, no change, no progress, and stagnancy is a sign of fall down. Consistently progressing actually mean, as I said, there should be some enthusiasm, and day by day enthusiasm should increase, and day by day we are supposed to be enthusiastic in winning ourselves as well as winning more and more souls towards the lotus with the Supreme Lord. And this enthusiasm is supported by eagerness to do this. So eagerness and enthusiasm go hand in hand, and at the same time we carefully avoid and ensure that there is no stagnancy in our activities. There is no some sort of a blockage, some sort of a stealth mode in our Krishna consciousness. So this is my first reflection. Here Malayadvaja has demonstrated his austerities, has demonstrated his tapasya, has demonstrated his focus on Krishna-centric activities. Because many times we may be, still doing some Krishna consciousness or Krishna conscious flavored activities. But here it is talking about Krishna centric activities, and that too for such a long period in time. He performed these austerities and then only he developed a devotional attraction. And Srila Prabhupada writes that if somebody had to perform such a tapasya for such a long time, he might be, he might have to take many, many births. I mean, I was originally thinking probably this has happened in Satya Yuga. Maybe it is, in different yugas. But in our current context, if we put this, in our current Kali Yuga lifestyle that we put in this, then probably with the limited amount of time that we have, we need to make sure, we need to ensure somehow or other
that we use our time prudently. We need to use our time in a very pragmatic way so that we can utilize every resource in our, you know, life for glorifying Krishna and winning ourselves to Krishna. So hence my first reflection to conclude, we need to learn to put our Krishna consciousness into a consistency zone. We need to be very consistent, which means our enthusiasm to practice Krishna consciousness should increase day by day. Our eagerness to practice Krishna consciousness should increase day by day. And there should not be any stagnancy or some sort of a complacency in our practice to Krishna consciousness. And we should always learn to be anxious for Krishna. I have always shared this past time. I'll repeat it again. Two sannyasi came from Africa to meet Srila Prabhupada in Mayapur. So they came to Srila Prabhupada and gave Srila Prabhupada $50,000, a check, saying that Srila Prabhupada, this is our book distribution collection from Africa for the last several months. So Srila Prabhupada received the check and very happily, you know, gave his blessings. But those two devotees were standing in front of Prabhupada and they did not move. So Srila Prabhupada said, so what's the news for them? So they said that Srila Prabhupada, our GBC, his Holiness Brahmananda Prabhu, Brahmananda Maharaj at that time, has asked that if we can take some loan from you. And what is this loan for? Srila Prabhupada asked. So they said that this loan is for the temple construction and preaching program in the Yatra. Srila Prabhupada said that I don't have any money. So these two devotees, they said that Prabhupada, we just gave you $50,000. Srila Prabhupada said that I would not give a penny from that. And he made a statement after that. He said, our Guru Maharaj, Om Vishnu Pad Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur, used to always tell that I would like all my disciples to always remain in anxiety for serving Krishna. And hence, he would never provide us with necessary resources. Rather, he would encourage us that we yearn, we go look for and develop anxiety to fulfill our devotional responsibilities. So, the message here is that for us to practice Krishna consciousness consistently, we need to develop that anxiety. Oh my God, I have some sort of a lacuna, some sort of a slack, some sort of a snag in my Krishna consciousness. So how do I restore back? How do I get back to consistent zone? And unless and otherwise we are getting into consistency, we will not be able to move past to ruchi bhava prema. Till nishta, we need to reach very soon. Otherwise, we will not be able to get the taste that is actually the real core Krishna consciousness. So hence my first reflection is about that the consistency that we are developing in Krishna consciousness is going to help us to progress further, closer to glorifying the Supreme Lord. So this is my, you know, first reflection. The second reflection is about that as a part of this, we need to offer our prayers, and we need to also demonstrate in our conduct. So my second reflection is that how do I ensure the first principle that we spoke about is in place? As Srila Prabhupada explains that Bahunam Janmanamante Gyanavan Mam Prapadyate Vasudeva Sarvamiti Samahatma Sudurlaba. So Srila Prabhupada explains that for somebody to realize Vasudeva is ultimate shelter, Vasudeva is everything, Vasudeva's lotus feet is something that we need to, you know, clasp on to. It is not one time, second time, two, three times activities. It is after many, 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 many births. So if we realize the good fortune that we are bestowed with, that somehow or other we got in touch with, we are in, you know, contact with this wonderful Sankirtan mission inaugurated by Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And in the parampara of Rupanugas and eventually Prabhupadanugas. So we are very fortunate. So my second reflection hence is, by our repetition and pleading in our prayers, we have to show our priority and sincerity to practice Krishna consciousness. So we see King Malayadwaja's activities. You will see, we must have heard it before, and you will see later also, how a person who is practicing Krishna consciousness, who is trying to become serious in Krishna consciousness, demonstrates a very important principle. So the first principle that we spoke about on consistency is supported by the second principle that we, speak on, is the pleading or the yearning or the repetitive prayers that we keep setting in our own daily routine. How much are we pleading? How much are we yearning? How much are we having a repetitive thoughts in our prayers, in our services, in our activities, which shows our priority and sincerity in Krishna consciousness? As we have discussed in many discussions before, in Nectar of Devotion, chapter 14, Srila Prabhupada writes, knowledge and renunciation can help a person make progress only to certain point in time. But after that point in time, what helps a person progress is our sincerity and sentiments in Krishna consciousness. So knowledge and renunciation can give us knowledge about who are we, who is Krishna, what is this world, karma, time, so many other things. And probably we will also start to renounce just by knowledge and renunciation. Do you think we will be able to love Krishna? Probably it's a big question mark. Because jnanis, yogis, rishis, so many people, they are trying to, look forward for Krishna's darshan. Pantastu koti satavatsara sampragamyo vayo ratapi manaso munipungavanam sopyastiyat prapadachimnya vichintya tatve govindam adipurusham tamaham bhajami. Pantastu koti satavatsara sampragamyo. All these munipungavanam, all these munis, rishis, all of them, they are performing this meditation for tens and thousands of years. For what? To get the darshan of the tip of the toe of the Supreme Lord. But then, those who are performing loving devotional service to the Supreme Lord, those who are expressing their sincerity and their despondency, how much they are yearning, how much they are eagerly pleading for the mercy. So, my second reflection hence is, for us to be consistently progressing in Krishna consciousness with enthusiasm, eagerness and non-stagnancy, we need to show them in our prayers, we need to show them in our action and services, we need to show them in our cooperation and relationships with devotees, and that will, the amount of sincerity, the amount of importance and priority that we give will help us to, strike the chord very well. So this is my second reflection. The third reflection in continuation to this is about that many times, because in this current context, Narada Muni is following up with Prachini Parikshit. Narada Muni is going after Prachini Parikshit. Hey, my dear friend, your sons have got delivered. How come you are remaining like a normal, sense gratifier? So in this current context, it is Narada Muni who is, after Prachini Parikshit. But in our Krishna consciousness, we need to somewhere or other show that follow up and endeavor that is needed for practicing Krishna consciousness should be coming from us as a practitioner rather than from the preacher who is helping us. Because of late, we see that, oh Prabhuji, that nobody followed up with me, that's why I didn't do this service. Oh Prabhuji, nobody asked me to come for the class, or that's why I never came. Oh, nobody told me about this particular Siddhanta. Oh, so many years I've been in Krishna consciousness, I never knew about it. Nobody told me this. So it is about, we always think that I am entitled to receive some information. Rather, it is about we who are supposed to be showing our endeavor in following up, in catching up, in pleading, in demanding what is needed for our Krishna consciousness. So the third reflection I want to bring in here is that how much we are after our devotional guide, how much we are after our mentor, how much we are, you know, chasing them to help us. It'll help us to show the, you know, sincerity and priority, and eventually it'll help us to show the consistency in Krishna consciousness. So it is Krishna consciousness is not some sort of an entitlement. Of course, it is an entitlement after a point in time. But then right now, at Anartha Nivritti stage, when we are still struggling to clear off all the anarthas in our heart, it is our follow-up. It is our endeavor. It is our consistency. It is our priority and pleading and repetition in our prayers that will put us into the forefront. That will put us into this, you know, zone where, you know, progress in Krishna consciousness. Otherwise, with his whip and coming and constantly whacking on our back. Kali's agenda is only one thing. The more you progress in Krishna consciousness, the more he come after you and try to chase you down. His Holiness Radhanath Maharaj once mentioned in a class in, you know, Mayapur Dham. He said that the more you progress in Krishna consciousness, the more you are challenged. Not because that anybody is envious of you, but it is because that Krishna wants to make sure that you try to, you know, face all these challenges and try to establish our seriousness in Krishna consciousness before he lets you in his very core confidential assembly. So hence my third reflection is about that in our Krishna consciousness, rather than somebody else follow up with us, rather than somebody else chase us, rather than somebody else come after us, which is what the current state is, it should be we who should go after somebody else who is helping us. It is like we as a patient should chase the doctor down. We should go after the doctor, try to take the medicine, consume the medicine, give him the feedback, go back for the further second round of checkup. Rather than doctor coming to you saying that, are you okay? Doctor coming to you saying that, did you take medicine? Doctor coming to tell you that, you know, if everything else is in place. And incidentally, that is what is happening, and that's the kindness of the devotees in our lives. But if at all we have to show progress in Krishna consciousness, we need to make sure that we are, you know, because this opportunity we have got after many, many births. Bahunam jalmanam ante gyanamanam prapatyate. And Prabhupada explains that this Brahman that is referred over here, it is not just the Brahman that, you know, Mayavadis or impersonalists, they talk about. This is Parabrahman. Vasudeva Paraveda, Vasudeva Paramakaha, Vasudeva Parayuga, Vasudeva Parakriyaha, Vasudeva Param Jnanam, Vasudeva Param Tapaha, Vasudeva Paro Dharmo, Vasudeva Paragatihi. Srimad Bhagavatam explains how Vasudeva is our ultimate shelter, ultimate benefactor, and everything else is meant for serving, glorifying, pleasing Vasudeva. Hence our, you know, third reflection is about how we should be following up, we should be yearning, we should be anxious, and we should be chasing, we should be pleading, we should be going after devotees to take help. And the way we try to take help, the way we try to avail help from the devotees, the way we are trying to do that defines how much are we serious in Krishna consciousness. It is not that we go and challenge. It is not that we go and demand for something. It is about how much we are very patiently and how much we are very submissively and humbly. At the same time, you know, consistently at whatever we discuss, we try to, you know, practice, you know, Krishna consciousness. And last reflection is about don't trade our Krishna consciousness on the compassion of devotees. Rather, it should be on our desire, our desperateness, our genuinity. Because sometimes we trade on the compassion of devotees in our lives. We knew that they will forgive us. We knew that they will accommodate us. We knew that they will try to help us. So our Krishna consciousness should not be traded based on their quotients. For sure, we are dependent on their quotients, but we need to show some amount of endeavor. That is what is Damodar Leela's message, that we show our endeavor for Krishna to reciprocate with his mercy. So in our journey to Krishna consciousness, my fourth reflection is, don't trade your Krishna consciousness. Don't try to negotiate your Krishna consciousness. Don't try to organize your Krishna consciousness based on others' compassion. Of course, indirectly, we are dependent on the compassionate of other devotees, but just saying that devotee is compassionate enough, so he will come and give his blessings, he will come and bestow his benediction, he will forgive me, he will take care of me, he should be looking after me. So putting the onus on him, putting the onus on the other person, puts our Krishna consciousness on a little back foot. Rather, we go after them. We are dependent on them. We are trying to, base our Krishna consciousness on our desire, desperateness, and genuinity. That is why we always say that the beginning of our Krishna consciousness lies in the burning desire that each and every individual practicing devotee have in our heart. The more we have burning desires, the more we have consciousness within ourselves, the more we have the feelings that I am supposed to be progressing in Krishna consciousness for my sake, and it is my due duty, and it is my entitlement eventually to be part of the Krishna consciousness, because Vasudeva Sarvamiti Sa Mahatma Sudurlaba. And Narada Muni somehow or other, through Prachini Barihishit story, through King Puranjana's story, he wants to communicate this message to each and every one of us. If you see the whole story of King Puranjana, it is completely in line with what we are experiencing in our personal lives. In terms of attachments, in terms of sexual pleasures, in terms of all the accumulation of wealth, name, fame, beauty, and how my wife is caring to me, how my children are very dear to me, how they are, all my life, I'm going to earn to maintain them, protect them, give them shelter, give them this, give them that. And I never spent my time. Kabe habe bolo, se dinamar, aparada guchi, sudaname ruchi, kripa bole kabe hridaye sanchar. Bhaktivinoda Thakur is singing, kabe habe bolo se dinamar. When will that day be mine? Aparada guchi, sudaname ruchi, kripa bole kabe hridaye sanchar. The same song, same place, he says, nahadiya godrume nityananda mahajan, patiya che naam hata jivera karan, aparada shunya hoy lao krishna naam, krishna mata krishna pita krishna dana pran. Sir, Bhaktivinoda Thakur again. Bhaktivinoda Thakur, third place, in the place where he is discussing about Namahatta, where he is discussing about Surabhi Kunj, how Nityananda Prabhu is spreading the holy name. He says, Dasturi loiba ami purna abekam, boro shuker ka borgai, boro shuker ka borgai, jati nama kinbe bai, jati nama kinbe bai, amar sange chalo mahajaner kache jai. So he's saying that please come. Nityananda Prabhu has opened up a marketplace and there are a lot of people who are coming and taking advantage. All you just need is Shraddha Mulye Suddhanam Sehate Te Bikai. If you just have Shraddha, if you just have got some sort of affinity or connection or surrender towards Nityananda Prabhu's Sankirtan mission, he's going to bestow you with all the benediction. Dasturi lo ibami purna habekam. He says that I am just a commission agent. I am just an agent. I am just a person who is requesting you all to come to marketplace. By me doing this service, I am going to get my due commission from Nityananda Prabhu. Bhaktivinoda Thakur is saying. So the bottom line message here is that in our practicing of Krishna consciousness, it is on the basis of our desire. It is on the basis of our desperateness. It is on the basis of our genuinity in Krishna consciousness that we progress rather than all the other support systems. That is why in our Krishna consciousness, it is a transaction between us, Guru and Krishna. So with the help of Guru, we go to Krishna. With the help of Krishna, we understand and serve Guru. And this triangle is a very unique triangle and no one else can be held responsible. So our progress in Krishna consciousness is in our hands, not in any other hands. It's not about community members, not about family, not about gender, not about age, not about sex criteria, anything. It is purely about how much are we serious in our Krishna consciousness. And our seriousness in Krishna consciousness is shown by how much are we consistently committed in our Krishna conscious practice. So here we saw King Malayadwaja, showing his fervor, showing his commitment, showing his involvement in Krishna consciousness by staying away from all the city life and focusing on Krishna consciousness. But Srila Prabhupada says that for all of us as practicing devotees, we can convert each and every one of our own home as a temple. Each and every one of us can convert our home to an ashram and eventually convert a Krishna consciousness currently, which is being part of our life, to Krishna consciousness being a way of life. So that is why we always encourage devotees to convert their house to home and home to ashram. We buy a house, which is just a building, and it is converted to a home where we have loving emotions and family and members live together and share amongst themselves loving exchanges. And that home has to be eventually transformed to an ashram when we make it as Krishna-centric lifestyle. As here, Malayadwaja has been glorified, where how he has got Krishna-centric activities and is constantly thinking and glorifying about Krishna. Each and every one of us need to have Krishna-centric lifestyle and keeping Krishna in the center of all our activities. We should convert our homes to ashram, and that way we will always be living in Krishna consciousness. So our eating, talking, walking, begetting children, growing them up, education, everything will be Krishna conscious, and everything should be Krishna conscious. Srila Prabhupada's agenda of this Krishna consciousness movement is also for that. Srila Prabhupada did not want us to become scholars. Srila Prabhupada did not want us to become, sentimentalists. Srila Prabhupada did not want us to become any of those so-called bogus people. Srila Prabhupada wants us to become scientists. Scientist means those who can apply, demonstrate and show to the whole world saying that it works. Krishna consciousness works. It is not some utopian dream. It is not some stories written in some books like 300, 500, 1000 years before. It is something that is live, current, in our context, we can experience. Raja Vidya, Raja Gukhyam, Pavitram, Idam, Uttamam, Pratyaksha, Vagamam, Dharmyam, Susukam, Kartum, Avyayam. So we have these four reflections in this current context. The first reflection is about being consistent. And when I say consistent, it is about how are we enthusiastic, how are we eager, and how are we non-stagnant in Krishna consciousness. And our consistency is demonstrated by our repetitive and pleading prayers, and where we show our sincerity and priority in Krishna consciousness. And that is taken care by the way we follow up with our mentors and dear ones, rather than they follow up, they chase us, they chase you down, they come and try to participate in our Krishna consciousness. As we said that, it's about we being the patient, approach the doctor, take the doctor's help rather than doctor chasing us down. And finally, that we should trade on our desire, our desperateness, our genuinity in Krishna consciousness, not to hope or not to just rest on the compassion of other devotees. For sure, their compassion is always available, but in the sense that they should show their compassion upon me. They should rescue me out. They should pull me out is something that is not, a very correct stand that we should, take. Rather, we should show our eagerness. We should show our desperateness. We should show our genuinity in practicing Krishna consciousness. And this should not, this is not just a 1 year, 2 year, 5 year agenda. This is one lifetime agenda. At least for us in this Kali Yuga, probably if somehow by the mercy of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, if we can practice Krishna consciousness as directed by Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Srila Prabhupada promises in this very life, we will be able to, you know, get prepared for going back home, back to Godhead. So we are highly indebted to Srila Prabhupada. We are highly indebted to all the, you know, Parampara Acharyas to have shown the way for us in our practice in Krishna consciousness. So may we offer our respectful obeisances to all of them and definitely register our desperateness and seriousness in Krishna consciousness and take a sankalpa that I will be consistent in my practices. And for that, all the necessary help can be sought. How much we go and seek, that much we will be rewarded. Yetam mam prapadyante tam stataiva bhajamyaham. So with that, I would like to conclude my discussion today. And if there are any questions or comments, they can discuss on this current context. Srila Prabhupada ki jai, Granthraj Srimad Bhagavatam ki jai. If anybody has any questions or comments, I'll be happy to respond.
Hare Krishna. Prabhuji, Koti Koti Dandvat Pranam, Srila Prabhupada, Srila Gurudev Ki Jai. As usual, very Nectarian class, always inform us to chant our round attentively and surrender ourselves to Srimati Radharani and Srila Prabhupada, Lotus Feet. Thank you, Prabhuji, Koti Koti Dandvat Pranam, Hari Bol, Hare Krishna, after long time get your association.
Hare Krishna, thank you. I had been offline because my father passed away, so I was kind of got involved into the rituals. So just 2 days before all the rituals got over. Right now I am in a place called Kumbakonam. It is in South India. I'm right now in the ISKCON temple here. They are making a beautiful temple on my screen here. We see that ISKCON Kumbakonam is constructing a very beautiful Radha Krishna temple here. I just came yesterday for the Radhashtami celebrations. This Kumbakonam is very close to a place called Swami Malai, which is where our Panchatattva deities were casted. So it's a very historical place where a lot of devotees from here have served to make our Panchatattva deities of Shridashidam Mayapur. So I'm very happy to be back with you all, sharing some moments, talking about Krishna and Srimad Bhagavatam. So thank you so much for your kind words, Mataji. Anybody else has any questions or comments? I'll be happy to respond.
Hare Krishna Prabhuji, Dhanavad Pranam, all the best to Srila Prabhupada and Guru Maharaj. Thank you so much for the wonderful class, Prabhuji. I have a question, so you said that eagerness and enthusiasm is necessary. So due to our enthusiasm and eagerness, we should not trouble others. So how to maintain that balance, Prabhuji? Can you please explain?
Sorry, due to our eagerness and enthusiasm,
We should not trouble others, like in our Bhakti Riksha while doing services or while talking to them. So some people may not be so much enthusiastic, but seeing our eagerness and our enthusiasm, I think they may feel like pushy and all that. So how to balance that, Prabhuji?
Very valid and a practical question. It is like this. There are certain principles in our Krishna consciousness that are supposed to be applied on us. There are certain principles in Krishna consciousness that we are supposed to share it with others. Enthusiasm and eagerness is something that we should apply upon us. By our enthusiasm, by our eagerness, by our conduct, we can inspire others, others can, you know, kind of inherit. But we should not, you know, kind of stuff up others into their Krishna. Like for example, austerity. You may have taken sankalpa for performing austerity of eating once a day. But if you have received a guest to your house, you're supposed to feed them nicely. You must have taken an austerity of, you know, sleeping only 4 hours. Or you must have taken austerity of, you know, getting up early in the morning and taking cold bath, you know, shower. But if you have a guest in your house, he says, no, you are supposed, Prabhu, for your practicing Krishna consciousness, you should take cold bath shower. So that is not the, you know, mannerism or the conduct that is being taught. So I would like to just respond to you 3 points. Number one, in our practice to Krishna consciousness, especially when we are preaching, please conduct as a preacher, we are supposed to deliver what is required for the other person rather than what I know. I'll repeat, many a times what happens, whether we are giving Srimad Bhagavatam class, whether we are cooking, whether we are singing, whether we are doing a setup, everything, we always try to do things that we know and we like. But preaching is not about what you know and what you like. Preaching is about what the other person's need, where does he or she stand, and what does he need to be communicated to him so that he can develop some Shraddha or faith in his Krishna consciousness. Srila Prabhupada did this very, very wonderfully. And Srila Prabhupada's preaching is so scientific. He has never stuffed up things just because, I mean, if Srila Prabhupada had to speak everything that he knew from the day one, nobody would have become Krishna consciousness. So Srila Prabhupada controlled all his emotions, controlled all his enthusiasm and his eagerness, and tried to deliver them, tried to package them based on what others are needing. So as a preaching strategy, we should always remember that I don't speak, I don't cook, I don't conduct based on what I know or what I like. Rather, I try to do them what is needed for the audience. Second, in our practice of enthusiasm and eagerness, there is something called as over-enthusiasm. So too much of anything is not so good. And over-enthusiasm or over-confidence in Krishna consciousness is considered as an obstacle in Krishna consciousness. There's a book by name Obstacles on the Path of Devotional Service. In that, in one place, Satsuru Maharaj is writing about this. So we are sometimes overconfident. Sometimes we are too much, vibrant or too much swinging between two extremes. Like suddenly we are too intense in Krishna consciousness. Suddenly we are too low in our consciousness. So this is the nature of an anartha nivritti. This is a person, nature of a person who is in the anartha nivritti stage. So my second point towards the current question is where we need to make sure that somewhere or other that over-enthusiasm is to be checked. And that can be done using my first principle that I spoke about, where we are always empathizing the person. When we conduct ourselves, we learn to empathize the other person, understand the other person, and try to give the knowledge. Krishna did that, Arjuna. And the third reflection is, or the third response to this is, please read the 12th chapter of Bhagavad Gita. I always encourage my students that we make this 12th chapter of Bhagavad Gita, sloka number 6 through 13, where Krishna is explaining to Arjuna different stages. My dear Arjuna, please do this. If you can't do this, do this. If you can't do this, at least do this. At least do this. At least do this. At least do this. At least. So Krishna is also giving various options. Krishna is not strangulating somebody and saying that, hey, better you just do what I said. Krishna never said that. Krishna is giving so many options. Similarly, in our preaching strategy, we need to always, especially if you are a preacher, we better be clear. So I've always told them, make a small flow chart. Please try this. If you can't try, at least try this to the person. If not this, at least try this. At least try this. At least try this. At least try this. So that way, somewhere or other, yena kena prakarena, we can somehow engage somebody in Krishna consciousness. And that doesn't mean that we try to, water down our consciousness. you try to water it down for other person and make it convenient so that you can slowly make progress. On your side, you can be very stern and serious about your own personal practices. And these two need not overlap or need not, collide. So hence my third point is this enthusiasm and eagerness should be directed through a proper Siddhanta. And the Siddhanta here is, according to this the 12th chapter, there are plenty of ways a person can be engaged in Krishna consciousness. And Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Maharaj speaks about Yukta Vairagya very emphatically. How do we make sure that the utility is the principle? How do we utilize every possible resource, every possible situation in favorable Krishna consciousness? Am I making some sense, Mataji?
Yes, Prabhuji. Yes. Thank you so much for the three-pointers, Prabhuji. I'll Hare just memorize them or meditate on them and fix on them in my mind. Sure. Thank you so much. Hare Krishna. Hare
Krishna. Any other questions or comments?
Hare Krishna, Prabhuji. Dhanvat Pranam. Thank you so much, Prabhuji. Very, very, very beautiful practical application class. Every time I'm so surprised how you come up with so many application points. Each and every shloka, and you know, this is really because of your personal practicing it over years, and you're giving the fruit to us. Thank you so much. Very happy to see that the temple is coming up in Kumbakonam, the town of temples, Chakrapani and Charangapani, so many temples. So Prabhuji, any more details on that project? I checked, they seem to not have a website.
They have a Facebook page, and I can pass on the details of the project over here on your WhatsApp. You can text me. They are right now in the final stage of construction. You can see on my back, they have a lot of sevas over here, where they are making a unique temple where the Lord is going to be on a sanctum sanctorium. Typically, like how a South Indian Sri Vaishnava temples are there, it's a stone-built sanctum sanctorium. The whole, it's a typically how in a Sri Vaishnava, yeah, traditional temples have been constructed. The main Garbhagraha is constructed into a stone structure, because then they will be, you know, staying long for a pretty long time. I mean, there are temples which are standing tall for the past, several thousand years. So the temple authorities over here, Vanamalik Gopal Prabhu and their team, they have thought through that how Krishna's preaching should go on for a long time. So they are actually making a small community. So there is it's totally a 3-acre or 2-acre land where temple is there, and surrounding they have made a small city type. So they have allocated a lot of plots. It's called Krishna Balaram Nagar. Krishna Balaram Nagar. So there are a lot of plots, and they are going to have some community. So if you are interested in, you know, being part of some service, I'll definitely connect you to them. They have different types of service, Gopuram service and square feet service. This service can be, participating in that. Thank you so much for your appreciation towards the project.
Thank you, Prabhuji. That's so interesting that they're doing it like a traditional Garbhagraha, and at the same time a Kirtan hall. It's such a wonderful, innovative, creative idea, bringing back the culture to the city of temples. Thank you so much.
Once Gopal Krishna Maharaj told this to me. He said, Ram Giridhari, he was telling me we were in Navi Mumbai ISKCON temple. So he was telling that he just came from Radha Rasbihari temple. So he said, Ram Giridhari, from Radha Rasbihari Juhu to the new temple that is coming up in Mumbai, Navi Mumbai, the distance is 45 kilometers. So he said, do you know how many churches are there? I'm telling you only in Mumbai, forget about other places are very, how many churches and how many mosques are there? But look at how many preaching places are there. So we hardly are not, we may be thinking, oh my God, I did a lot of preaching. I did 4 Bhagavatam class, 20, devotees are chanting in our group. So suddenly we become like, started jumping. But he said that what the society need or what we need to contribute to the society to win more and more souls is much, much more than what we are actually thinking. Just by making one temple, we think that, wow, we are doing a great project. It is definitely great, glorious. they are falling at their feet. But we need to come up with many, 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 many more such communities, create lots and lots of pockets. If you read the book called Godruma Kalpatavi by Bhaktivinoda Tagore, he's actually designing a wonderful model how this congregational preaching or that science of Krishna consciousness should be spread into different parts of the world. So we should take advantage, and such temples are like an embassies for us. In fact, yesterday evening I was talking to Vanamali Prabhu on this point, where we were discussing that how this temple becomes like a hub, and we need to create a lot of preaching centers nearby. So many, regional nearby preaching centers, where it is just a small hall where devotees come and gather, and on Sundays and weekends they come and gather in preaching places, or even convert the houses to preaching places. And we need to spread Krishna consciousness all over the place. The Kumbakonam, which is supposed to be a temple town, will the temple sanctity be maintained in the next couple of generations later is a big question mark. Because the current pujaris, next generation, who have got the authority to serve and worship the Lord, they have become either engineers, doctors, lawyers, or gone to some sort of a shudra profession. They are now proud. All the pujaris, they think, oh, my son has become an auditor. My son has become an engineer. From a brahmana, you have become a vaishya and shudra. And that people are proclaiming as some sort of an, achievement. And here Srila Prabhupada is doing a reverse osmosis, where he's trying to win back, saying that, guys, we all are born shudras, but somehow take up Krishna consciousness, practice Krishna consciousness, and you become brahmanas and vaishnavas and goswamis. So we are highly indebted to Srila Prabhupada for that. Otherwise, we would also be in the same bandwagon and just been thinking that, oh my God, I'm an engineer, lawyer, auditor, and making a fat salary, and thinking that I'm a successful person. But actually, it's not success. It's actually a failure. We are claiming our success by becoming a shudra. Rather, Prabhupada is saying our success should be by claiming ourselves to become a Goswami. So we need to make sure that we are part of such spiritual embassies project and try to win more and more souls. Thank you so much for your kind words. Hare Krishna.
Yeah, beautiful, Prabhuji. We are so inspired to come and be part of that wonderful preaching project in South Tamil Nadu. It really requires that so much. As you say, even in our generation, we have only heard about Nastika and the caste. If it's South Tamil Nadu, these two things and the Christian preaching. Yeah, now, so much change is happening due to the Devotees Association and dedication there. And also, when possible, can you please take a class on that Godruma Kalpatavi?
Why not? Sure. It's a wonderful, we can take, it's a 3-day seminar that we can have. It's a wonderful, thing. I'll coordinate with some devotees.
Thank you so much, Prabhuji.
Hare Krishna,
Prabhuji. Thank you so much for such a nice class, especially the point on consistency. Very, very nice, Prabhu. And the upcoming temple and your explanation and the point on reverse osmosis. That is also very true. Thank you, Prabhu. Very, very nice. Very interesting class. Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna.
I don't know if you have time, Prabhuji. Can I share one
part? Yeah, sure.
Yeah, this is again the same point, like as you said, the second generation devotees of the pujaris, how they are, incoming to West. So this was told by Nandaputra Prabhu. And when His Holiness Jayapataka Maharaj visited the Anantapadmanabha Swami temple, and seeing his white body, I think this was in late 80s or so. So the pujari came running and asking his blessings and asked his blessings to say that I have two sons. One is an engineer, and can you help me send him to America? So Guru Maharaj immediately looked at Nandaputra Prabhu and said, you guys have a lot of work to do here.
Oh my goodness. Yesterday, Vanamali Prabhu was telling a very interesting point that our ISKCON International Gurukul devotees from Mayapur, they had visited Kumbakonam. They came to Sarangapani Kovil, Chakrapani temple here. So when he was telling that when they came, so within the temple premises, they were all, there was some Abhishekam, the DT Abhishek was going on. And these all were white-bodied boys. All the Gurukul boys, they came here for some vacation or something like that. They all sat together and chanted Purusha Sukta. They all chanted all the Vedic mantras. So all the South Indian Brahmins, they were spellbound. They said that, oh my goodness, these guys, they are not from this country. They are completely, we thought they are Milechas. They are completely from a very low-born class. But look at the way they are conducting themselves, their dress, their attire, their consciousness, their devotional service. And the interesting point he said is that at the end, when they served water, they sat down in like how typically a traditional system you're supposed to drink water. I mean, there are ways and means, a lot of seva aparad and a lot of seva, conduct that are spoken in, Hari Bhakti Vilas and various other places. So these boys, they did not just drink or sip or, juta karne, they say that itself. So they made sure they sat down, they drank water and they cleaned themselves. They did achaman. So these people were completely, shaken. So that is why I just remembered one devotee went to Srila Prabhupada and told Srila Prabhupada that the pujari of Radha Raman has blessed me that in my next life I will become a pujari in Radha Raman temple. So Srila Prabhupada very boldly said that, please go and tell that pujari in his next life, he will come and take birth in my western country and distribute my books and participate in Sankirtan Yajna. So somewhere when you realize what Srila Prabhupada has given, when you see these all drama happening over here, the last 13 days when I was doing all sorts of rituals for my father, born in a South Indian Smartha family, surrounded by 40 Smartha relatives, I am supposed to go through that process. So many realizations and thoughts came to my head about how this Chaitanya Mahaprabhu Sankirtan mission, they came to simplify and they came to regularize and they came to make sure that we don't fall trapped to this nonsense. And I was part of that nonsense. I mean, I'm not saying it is nonsense and all true. Definitely the rituals in terms of Vedic's procedures, they may all have some sense. But the people who are conducting themselves, their consciousness, their intentions, how they are money-minded, how their whole focus is centered around our novis. So it's all very awkward and very weird. And the moment we realize that somehow we have got saved, how Chaitanya Mahaprabhu saved Gopala Bhatta Goswami, how Chaitanya Mahaprabhu saved so many so-called, Mayavadis from Varanasi and other places, we are highly, highly indebted to Srila Prabhupada and all these wonderful devotees. Otherwise, we would also be, rotting around doing some nonsense and thinking that we are some great people. So, as you rightly said, that we have a lot of work to do and there is enough project for our whole life. So, we don't need to worry that Prabhu, where to go and preach. There are plenty of souls available there to go and preach. Hare Krishna.
Thank you, Prabhuji. Thank you so much. Hare Krishna.
Any other thoughts, comments?
Yeah, Hare Krishna, Prabhuji. Do you have time for a question?
Why, sure, definitely.
Yeah. So my question is, like you said, instead your seniors or spiritual master, or they should come to you, how you are doing and what you are doing and like that. Instead of that, you should go to them. Right?
Yes.
So, Guruji, see, we got initiated and we are practicing from number of years, and but counting those years, we become senior automatically. Even though we have knowledge or not have knowledge, others consider that we are senior. So how to approach to our seniors? And I don't know, means nobody is asking you if you are chanting or not chanting or what you're, everybody is like, oh, you are so nice and you are doing so many services and they praise us, and that's what I don't want. So nobody chastising that you did this wrong or like that or something like that.
Very interesting question. And yesterday, because I came here to this Kumbhakonam after a long time, so we were catching up on all our childhood, younger days. So we were discussing this particular point of how after a point in time we become an armchair devotee. Because what happens is that in materialistic life, all our growth is on quantitative growth. Like, you know, how much we, first initiation is done, second initiation is done. Now I have got some profile in ISKCON. Now I have got some position in ISKCON, wherever I go. So then, after a point in time, we sit in the Bhagavatam class. Rather than we become a student in learning, we shake our leg and learn and become an armchair devotee. Oh, what this guy is. Actually, we kind of start checking out. We become a checking out devotee. Is he talking correctly? Is he talking consistently? We kind of get into that zone and become an auditor. So that time we were discussing this particular point where in our Krishna consciousness, we should always remember. This is not, I'm talking about Krishna consciousness. But in the corporate world and outside some sort of scholarly world, they talk about lifelong learners. So lifelong learning means that for the rest of your life, you're always a student. There is a component in us. We are always student and we are always learning and we are always something to add to our Krishna consciousness, you know, journey. So once Kalakanta Prabhu, who is right now in Gainesville, he came to Radha Gopinath temple in Chowpatty. I'm talking about 1999-2000, that period in time. So I think it's March 2000, Gaur Purnima. Bhakti Tirtha Maharaj was there, Kalakanta Prabhu was there. So he made a very same point that you mentioned. To become a senior devotee in ISKCON is not a very difficult thing. You just stay in ISKCON, you'll become a senior devotee. You just stay in ISKCON, do nothing. Just come, hang around, be a devotee. If anybody come and ask you, Prabhuji, when did you join ISKCON? September 1989. Oh my God, they are 32 years. They are very senior. So become a senior devotee in ISKCON is very easy. But he made a very interesting point. But to become an advanced devotee in Krishna consciousness is what our consciousness is all about. Advancement in consciousness is what Krishna is trying to, you know, Prabhupada is trying to explain. Prefaced Nectar of Instruction. Advancement in Krishna consciousness is attributing towards the attitude of its of the follower. So that difficulty that you're, you know, saying that everybody is coming in on saying a senior to you. Srila Prabhupada once did this because one time Radhashtami day or, you know, some day, sometimes related to Radhashtami, Srila Prabhupada was in a life member's house or some, you know, member's house. So that member requested Srila Prabhupada, Swamiji, can you please talk about Srimati Radharani? Srila Prabhupada said that, no, I cannot talk about Srimati Radharani. So that member kept on insisting, Srila Prabhupada, can you please speak about Srimati Radharani? Can you please speak about Srimati Radharani? Srila Prabhupada kept on giving different reasons. But finally, Srila Prabhupada said, maybe you are so qualified to hear about Srimati Radharani, but I am not so qualified to speak about her. So I'm so sorry, I cannot do that. So at that time, some context, the devotee was explaining this point. He was mentioning that every time when we are progressing in Krishna consciousness, please preach enough, clearly and give clarity to your audience that you are also equally going through some sort of a purification. So you are also, please communicate, because in ISKCON, because you're all seasoned devotees, I'm sharing this. If you analyze the history of ISKCON, there are a lot of senior devotees who blooped, who left Krishna consciousness. And those who have been attached to them, but not to the principles of Krishna consciousness, they also blooped along with them. That is why I always tell my students that whatever you learn, you should learn the principle and be attached to the devotee because he is attached to the principle. The moment he is deviant from the principle, you can be off the hook. Just because we are sentimental to a particular devotee, if he is falling into the pit, we are not supposed to fall into the pit. So the point I was trying to say is that somewhere or other, in our preaching, in our conduct, we should very clearly communicate, I am also a sadhaka. I am also equally going through my challenges. I am just sitting on this side of the chair does not necessarily mean I'm any better. But the only difference is we are collectively working together to help each other practice Krishna consciousness. We set this mood, set this tone. respect that we receive, pass it on to our predecessors, and any blame, please take it upon yourself. The second thing that we always suggest is every preacher should have a friend, should have a senior, should have a at least some sets of juniors. By the way, your junior or your subordinate or somebody who is new to Krishna consciousness dealing with you, and the way he is conducting himself to you, you will know how you are supposed to conduct your seniors. Because if he is disrespectful towards you, if he is disrespectful towards, if he's not speaking in a proper manner, you know, then you will realize how you would have spoken to your seniors. And the reason we should have friends is to have consulting. Sometimes we have to share our heart out. Sometimes we have to share our challenges out. Sometimes we may have to, pour our heart out to take some support in our practices. So that is why we always say that we should have a junior to preach to, we should have a friend to share to, and we should have a senior to look up to. And the third and most important point, to be not left out as a senior devotee and not being cared for. We should look forward for some inspiring devotees and seniors and go after them and submit ourselves, saying that, Prabhu, Maharaj, please note and give your report. And in my best capacity, I keep doing that. And there are certain times you take exclusively out for that time. I have some associations like that in my life where when I go and meet them, I, switch off my preacher mode. I switch off my teacher mode. I go as a simple, humble, whatever. I'm supposed to be doing that all the time, but exclusively during that meeting time, I go to submit my report, share my conduct, share my heart out, and have some personal moments and hours together. Probably as you move forward, you can have certain classified conversations rather than, every bit of your life, you can handle it better. So I personally always suggest that every one of us should have some senior to look up to or somebody who can actually ask you question. So long as we are in the position to be questioned, you will always, be checked. Otherwise, we will be armchair devotees and shaking our legs in Bhagavatam class. And one fine day, nobody knows where are we. So it is always better that we conduct ourselves in such a manner. So that is why Prabhupada says a preacher's conduct is such a way that it is transparent and people can witness his progress. Oh, no, I finished my chanting. You never knew you. I finished my chanting without you knowing. So that is not, they should know when you are chanting. What is your conduct? Where are you moving around? How are you? How's your life? There is no secret in your life. So they can come and access all aspects of your life. That way, you are also having a checkpoints. In fact, our subordinates are our teachers also. Sometimes to conduct properly in front of them, we are supposed to, organize ourselves. So this quotient of senior, one devotee was very jokingly saying, Prabhu, please don't call me senior, I will start believing you. And that's what is happening. So when somebody calls us senior, we believe, oh my God, yes, I'm senior. And that's where we get carried away. And that's where we need to always have got this association who can, tame us, who can kind of tweak our ears and ask questions at every point in time. And this I have seen many, many serious, consistent devotees, showing this, sense of responsibility. And this is our responsibility, because if we don't try to manage and conduct ourselves properly, we will definitely, disturb the future generation. I was just discussing yesterday with the Prabhu here that how when somebody gets Bhakti Shastri degree, today what is happening? Bhakti Shastri degree, I got a certificate, I have a Bhakti Shastri. But if you go to bar council, that I cannot be a lawyer unless and otherwise every 3 years I need to keep renewing my license. I cannot be a doctor unless and otherwise I keep renewing. If I cannot be an aircraft engineer, I don't keep myself up to date. Similarly, we should be constantly keeping ourselves up to date. Otherwise, this Bhakti Shastri, Bhakti Vaibhava, all these titles will only add burden to our system rather than helping us to progress in Krishna consciousness. So These are all some points which will help us. And it's a very valid, interesting, relevant, practical question we all should all reflect upon, especially after some days in Krishna consciousness. We might become so senior that we won't have time to read Srila Prabhupada's books. We won't have time to chant Hare Krishna Mahamantra. We will be so much busy in delivering others without realizing that we are getting sick. So better we take care of ourselves nicely so that we can take care of our dependents. Thank you so much for this question.
Yeah, thank you so much, Prabhuji. Very nice explanation.
Hare Krishna. Anybody else has any other questions or comments or thoughts?
Thank you so much, Prabhuji, for the wonderful answer. Really, my question was that too, but Shyamagauri Mataji just asked. So we usually, when we say, when we see some senior devotees, like you said, like being there in so many years in Krishna consciousness, we'll have some expectations towards them. So I feel it will be like a burden on them also, like so many expectations. So juniors should not have that many expectations. So what do you say about that, Prabhuji?
Another interesting dimension point that you have brought in. Actually, this is two-way. Junior expecting my senior to be, it's like this. If you map the context of a patient doctor, a senior junior is in Krishna consciousness can be mapped. So if you go to a doctor, there is a fundamental expectation. Suppose for example, if you are going to a doctor for your, you know, sore throat or some sort of a cough or some feverish feeling. But when you are, you know, explaining a case to the doctor, what if the doctor is constantly coughing up? What if the doctor is having, you know, throwing up, and the doctor is having symptoms are much, much worse than you? Probably you will not be able to conduct yourself there. You will not be able to explain your case to him. Or what if you are telling the doctor about your problem and the doctor starts crying? If you go and say that, doctor, my elbow is paining, and if while you are explaining your problem, if the doctor starts crying, then you cannot deal with such a doctor. So definitely, as a student, to expect my teacher to be bold, confident, and you know, so that is why we call this 3C principle: compassion, character, and capability. So I need to be compassionate to help others, and I need to have good character to help others, and I should also be capable to help others. I maybe have good character and compassion, but if I'm not capable, then I cannot help. So this 3C principle is always needed if you are into the service of preaching and helping others. And this 3C is, everybody need to work on 3C amongst themselves. My character, my sense of compassion towards me so that I can be compassionate on others. And also I need to have a capability. What is capability? Have right amount of Siddhanta understanding. Have proper understanding so that we can apply Krishna consciousness in my life so that I can tell others. It is like when we become a parent, we may not have experience before begetting a child what a parent means. But the moment I have become a parent, I need to make sure there are certain contexts and behavior that I need to, you know, work upon myself so that the dependent or the, you know, soul that Krishna sent in my life, I'm able to guide that soul properly. So it is extremely important that we cannot always say that, you know, mujhe maalum nahi tha, I never knew that. We should always be prepared enough to say that, hence, I have taken up this responsibility of preaching. I need to make sure that somewhere or other, my subordinates' expectations are not just met, they are exceeded. At the same time, just because we witnessed some sort of a mistakes or some sort of a problem in a senior devotee does not necessarily mean we should demean them. Srila Prabhupada once said that if you happen to see Brahmananda smoking cigarette, you may need to still offer your obeisances to, you know, him. So the point is that Srila Prabhupada is trying to appreciate all the wonderful things a person has done in Krishna consciousness. So we should take care of both the things. As an individual, we need to work on those 3C principles. But as a subordinate, we should also look up to the seniors as an equally a sincere practitioner having his own amount of challenges. His Holiness Bhakti Tirtha Maharaj once gave a Brahmacharya class, and that he mentioned, he said that don't think that we all don't have problems in Krishna consciousness. We all also, even after we coming to the level of spiritual masters, we also have challenges. The only difference is here we are somewhere or other having a courage and amount, some amount of austerity and some amount of boldness to face the challenges and control ourselves. Here the other category is not able to do that. That's the only difference. Otherwise, the impulse, the pressure, the force, the allurement is there, both sides. Here I am able to tolerate and refocus my energy in Krishna consciousness. The other person is not able to do that. So in our Krishna consciousness, as a subordinate, we should make sure that all our seniors are equally sadhakas and they are growing in their own pace. And with respect to we conducting ourselves as a seniors, be very careful enough to make sure that these 3C principle is followed, so that my subordinate is not misguided or subordinate is not getting lost. Making sense, Madhati?
Yes, Prabhuji. Yes. Thank you so much. Yeah. All this we have to keep in mind. We should not. And that means, I always think that thinking too much about seniors is will make offense towards them. That's what.
Yeah, doctor can also get sick. Yeah. Just make sure that when the doctor is sick, don't take treatment from him. That's all.
Yeah. Yes, Prabhuji. Thank you so much. Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna, Prabhuji. Dhanyavad Pranam. Prabhuji, in your class, you mentioned that, overconfidence is not very good. Confidence is good, but not overconfidence. So for a new sadhaka like myself, how do we reconcile that avashya rakshive Krishna and overconfidence in Krishna consciousness is not good? How do I reconcile?
Sandwich yourself between two devotees. I always say this example of Mumbai local traffic, boarding the electric train. If you go to YouTube and search for boarding Mumbai local train on a Monday morning in Andheri station, you will see plenty of videos and what it means to board. I have personally experienced this. The art of boarding the train in Mumbai on a busy morning hours is that you are supposed to sandwich yourself between two people. So, and you should stand in front of the gate. Somehow you'll get inside the train. Similarly, if you have to get out, you have to make sure that you're in front of the gate and you're in between two people. Somehow you'll get out. So in my personal experience in life, to safeguard ourselves from overconfidence and overenthusiasm, we need to make sure that we are sandwiching ourselves between two senior devotees. And once Ravindra Swarup Prabhu asked Srila Prabhupada, which is more important, book Bhagavatam or devotee Bhagavatam? Srila Prabhupada said that devotee Bhagavata is more important because a devotee Bhagavata can tweak your ears and drag you to the lotus feet of Krishna. So by we sandwiching ourselves between devotees, what happens is that we are very well protected, we are taken care, even though we may be squashed and smashed, even though we may be going through some sort of an austerity, even though we may have to go through some sort of a purification, at least we are protected. And it is definitely happening. The otherwise, many, many times we may overstep, we may be overconfident, we may be, doing things which we are not supposed to be doing. But if you are sandwiched between them, at least you are looking around, you are seeing around, you are seeing things. And more so, please understand, Krishna is also equally considerate. He is not going to be ruthlessly saying that just because you are overconfident, you will be challenged, you will be punished. No, Krishna understands, appreciates, we all have our own days. We have our own time. Krishna, smiles and watch over us. Now you are jumping like my seniors in my younger days used to say. You guys are jumping like monkeys. But then somehow, because we were over-enthusiastic. Sometimes, we were all in our college days, school days. And when events were supposed to be organized, we used to do things, little overdo it out of over-enthusiasm. So my seniors, I still remember them. They used to say, hey, Ramgiridhar, you are jumping like a monkey. So I used to get hurt, saying that, damn, I am trying to serve Krishna. You only taught me to serve Krishna and I am trying to serve. You are asking me to, you are saying that I am jumping like a monkey. But then later, when I progressed whatever little bit, I realized that why he said that. He was trying to snub off my over-enthusiasm. So I went and offered obeisances to him. Prabhuji, thank you so much that whatever you did, how much ever you snubbed, how much ever you tried to, tweak my ears, those days at the time it was very painful, it was hurting my ego, but now I realize they were all, you know, very important for my Krishna conscious days. So please allow your seniors to, you know, chastise, question, tweak and sandwich yourself among between them so that they will be able to, you know, carry you forward, and in the process you will be getting purification. That makes sense?
Yes, Prabhuji, completely. Thank you so much, Prabhuji. Hare Krishna, Dandavat Pranam.
Hare Krishna, Dandavat. Any other thoughts, comments before we, you know, conclude our discussion now? Okay, thank you so much. Grantharaj Srimad Bhagavatam ki jai, Srila Prabhupada ki jai. I have another class to give another 15 minutes. So thank you so much for engaging in the service. See you all, you know, in the next session. Hare Krishna.
Thank you, Prabhuji. Thank you so much. Very beautiful class. Let's give our obeisances to Prabhuji. Vancha Kalpataru Vyasya Krupa Sindhu Deva Chukitanam Pavani Pyo Ananta Koti Vaishnava Vrinda Ki Jai Ashrimad Bhagavatam Ki Jai Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai Grace Ramagiri Dhari Prabhuji Ki Jai.
Thank you, Prabhuji.
Thank you, Prabhuji.
Thank you, Prabhuji.
Krishna. Thank you so much.